Fantastic. Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Two Mishnayos on this Amud, just to give a little Hakdama, because now we're getting into the Korban Pesach. And one should realize that in most sugyas of Kodshim, it's not going to be Sova Maisa for us, but Korban Pesach is the Maisa. The Maisa, all of us, Mitzvah Shem, could even be this year. We're going to be, most of us are heads of our households, and we're going to be have to have a Korban Pesach to bring up. Truth is, more than any other Korban, there's a funny price in Shas that says that we can still bring Korbanos today. A lot of technical reasons. But when it comes to the Korban Pesach, a lot of people ask, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash for it. It's a Korban, it's the Tumah's Hutrib, it's Dechoy the Tzibor, at least. As a matter of fact, there's a Chubis Chasim Sofer, which is, he goes through all the sides back and forth on bringing a Korban, especially a Korban Pesach, and he comes out in Miskana that there's no reason why today we shouldn't be able, as a tzibur, to bring up our Korban Pesach. Except, and he wrote this, 200 somewhat years ago, he says he's afraid if we all went up to Har HaBayit, the reaction of Yishmael would be. He's afraid of it. 200 years ago, he wrote that. So he comes out in conclusion that today we should be able to bring up our Korban Pesach, but we have a problem with Yishmael in control of the Har HaBayit, and therefore we don't bring it up. So Lamaisa, things can change quickly. Political situations, and the Mashiach should come, and we're all going to have the opportunity to be a Rosh Chabor of bringing up a Korban Pesach. Now, here's the two problems that the Rosh Chabora has to have, and it's going to be really the subject of both these Mishnahs. We have to eat every bit of the Korban Pesach. You're not supposed to leave any over. 3 points, actually. So when we, let's say, I have my Varon, okay? I have to see my Korban Pesach. I have to estimate about how much food is there, and that's how many people I have to have in my Chabor. Because on one hand, everybody has to have at least the Kezayit. I can't shortchange everyone. And on the other hand, you can't leave anything over. It's called an Isra of Noser. That whatever's left over, it has to be burnt, but there's a pasuk that says, Lo Sosiri Menu Ad Boker. You can't leave any over. So the Rosh Chabora has this problem. One, you have to estimate how much meat is on it. Two, you can't underestimate. And there's another problem now going to be the bones. Breaking the bones. These are really our three things. When you're there, you're watching, you have to make sure when you give the meat that they don't break the bones in any ways. And Issa, Nogeir, rock to this Korban, and not to any of the Korban of breaking a bone. With that, let's see the first Mishnah. First Mishnah is talking what is the edible parts of the Korban Pesach. And you have to know this, because on one hand, you have to eat it. All the Korban Pesach has to eat, even the yucky parts, whatever, the parts that most people wouldn't like, the prime parts, someone's got to eat it. This is not, there's an Isra of Noser. Okay, you could burn the Noser, but it's still an Isra. So the klal is, kol enecho b'shor gadol, whatever piece of meat can be eaten in a full-grown cow, meaning it matured, because we're dealing with a gedia. A Korban Pesach is from 8 days old to 1 year old. It's very soft, it's very, some parts of it, cartilages and things, haven't hardened yet. So whatever is edible in a full-grown shor, that's what you could eat in the soft Korban Pesach. The roshi kanafayim, the haskusim. Also, a little bit of a maklokanah, we'll just keep with Rashi over here, the edges of the shoulder blade. Okay, the roshi kanafayim, which we call the edges of shoulder blade, which I guess get harder in a cow, but still, you can eat it. Not only can you eat it, has to be eaten. And if you don't eat it, it's going to be an Isra of Noser. And also, when, let's say, you have a Korban Pesach, and you have, like, you know, you're having lots of grandchildren and everything, and you have a big thing, you have to make sure everybody gets a Kezayit. So if someone gets the Rosh HaKinafayim, or the Hatzchusim, which is the cartilage parts of the Korban Pesach, someone's got to eat it. So someone gets assigned to it. Okay, Rashi. Kol enecho b'shor gadol shekavar huksha kol ma she'atid. Le'atid la'achshor po. It's already with the shor gadol, anything that is hard has already hardened. By the way, everybody, yes, why a shor gadol? Say anything. There's a pasuk in Devarim that says, v'zevachta pesach l'shem elokecha tzon u'boko b'makom ha'she yivcha Hashem l'shachen shemosham. So why does he have to bring up shor over there? Everybody knows you can't bring up a shor that's a korban pesach. So there's a lot of drashot going back and forth between a gedi and a shor. And here's one of them over here that if we're going to compare it to an animal, we follow the derech of the pasuk. Rashi, Yaakov ben Yerach, roi lechila. Whatever is roi lechila be pesach, that is roi lechila pesach. Ben shmoni yomim, from 8 days, since we have to wait 8 days for an animal to be born before you can eat it, ad shana. Let's say gizeres a kasuv that it has to be very tender and young. Aval masha ein machal b'shor gadol. So the opposite is obviously whatever you cannot eat with the shor gadol, ein nimnim alav b'pesach. You don't count it on it with the pesach. Meaning you have to make a cheshbon. This is a person can't be foolhardy and invite the whole neighborhood over to his korban pesach because everybody has to have a kizayit. On the other hand, you can't be stingy. You know, your whole family, again, we're dealing after the Pesach Seder. This is the Afikomen is what the Korban Pesach is against. After you ate your meal, and you had a shlamim, and all this, then you're eating the Korban Pesach. Over here, don't just have two or three people, and now you're just going to have to do a chilat gasa and eating your Korban Pesach. Alpha Pisha Akshav Rahu, even though there are lots of parts of a gedid, which is very soft, a tilakshav, so far at the end it's going to get hard. For Roshi can find the Hashusin Shekorim Tibros Shavarosh Gatha Kataf. This is the edges of the shoulder blade. Ashpalom. The Hashusin Shah Hashachud Shabok Kagona Tanucha Ozen. This is the earlobes. The Hashusei Chaza. I get the cartilage in the chest area. The Hatsalot Hakatana Shabazof Hashidra. The soft, the small bones at the end of the sidra, these are things that have to be eaten and someone's got to eat it. Lamaisa, there's going to be there's the Rambam sheet, if we have time we'll go into it a little bit, but this Mishnah, this whole Gemara according to the Rambam is going on just sheer ta'ozin of the bones, what's considered a bone or not, but we'll just keep with Rashi for now. Rabba brings a stira, an inherent stira within this Mishnah. How does he learn the Mishnah? Tanan, it says, Kol anechal b'shor agar liyachal b'gedi arach. Whatever is edible in a mature cow, that's what you eat in the soft gedi. So the obvious tiyuk is, v'sheinu nachal, no, whatever is not edible, you can't eat. Ah, eima sefer, what did the sefer say? Voshe kenafai v'hashusim. You have these aspects, which are not edible in the shor agar, but yet, we're eating it with the Korban Pesach. Oh, so what do you do? These you can't eat with the Shor Gadol, they become too hard. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah in the end seems to say something that's against the Klal in the beginning. So Rabbi says, Ela Tanayi. Really it is a Mishnah, it's a Machloket Tanayim in our Mishnah. Vahachi Ketani. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. Kol Enechal B'Shor Gadol Yechal B'Gidi Arach. Anything that you can eat in the mature shore, you can eat in this soft gedi. V'she'enu nachalo. And whatever's not edible, not. V'yesh omri, meaning there's someone who's cholek, afroshi kenafayim v'aschusim. Even though these two things, the shoulder blades and the cartilages, even though you cannot eat it in the shore gadol, you can eat it with the gedi. Cholek on the ratio of the Mishnah. Two opinions in the Mishnah, according to Rava. No, it's not a machloket. It's called a mahin. It's being explaining the first part of the Mishnah. And this is how you have to read it. Kol anechal b'shor gadol b'shikla. Whatever you can eat with a mature shor when you cook it. Shikla means you've overboiled it, meaning you've done a lot of cooking with it. It's softened it up. Whatever can be eaten with a mature shor with a lot of cooking. That you could achal begidiyavach, bitzli. That you could eat with the roasting. Umahein, what is going to be the nachdamina? That's something that you cook with the shor agadol that now you can eat with the gedi. Roshi kenafayim, this is the shoulder blades over there, which are normally too tough to eat, especially if you roast it. But if you cook it in water for a certain time period, you put it in the cholent, it softens up the meat. The hatschusim, and the cartilage. It is Tanya Kavadi Devava, and we have a Brisa that also says like Vava, Kola Nechal B'Shor Gadol B'Shikla. We put in the word B'Shikla, which means heavy boiling. Yachal B'Gedi Arach B'Tzli. That you're allowed to eat. Umahen, the writer says Meforish Mahen. Moshe can find the Haskusin. Ugidi Havachim Nidunin Kibasar. One more aspect that this writer brought up is the soft gidin that has a din like basar, which means someone's got to eat it at the Korban Pesach. There's no, the mifunach that only want the pokey, it's going to be a little bit of a problem. Someone's got to eat it. Okay, the gidi maraki in the dunning kibasar, Rashi. The Yeshomi maf roshi can define maskusim. According to Rabba, it's kolik. Why are these different? Oh, well, b'shor gadol gufiya mitachl b'shalika b'shalieter. Because since that with the shor gadol, if you cook it a lot, it would be edible, and therefore there are those that say that these are different. According to Rava, no, it's not, it's kolik, it's the explanation. Mahe kitani, tachi, come on, this is what you have to, this is how you have to read the Mishnah. Kol anechal b'shor gadol b'shalika, yachal b'gidiya rak b'tzili. Umayim u'rosh yekanafim v'has kusim. So exactly what the Gemara says, I'm not sure what Rashi added. Gidin shis, okay. So now we have a new din now of the gidin, the veins, the sinews. The sinews on a, sinews eventually get hard in a shor hagadol, but if you cook it a lot, it has a din like basar. Something that's edible in a shor hagadol with a lot of cooking is edible with a gidin. One of them is the vachim, the gidim havachim. Itmar. Machloket Amorim. Whenever it says Itmar, one should be aware that we're about to, Tanya is only as a price. Itmar is always the Amorim. Itmar. Gidim shesofom lakshot. The veins that eventually will get hard. Rashi says these are the gidei tzvar. These are the veins of the neck when it's a baby. It's only a less than a year. It's soft. Eventually, get hard. Tosfot says it's actually talking about most gidim, many more gidim. What is the din of them right now? Can I eat them? Is it a din of basar or is it not a din of basar? And again, this is going to be a problem when a person brings up the Korban Pesach. You don't want in this no sir. Someone's got to eat it, or no, you could disregard it. So it's a machloket. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimni Malehem. They have a din of basar, even though eventually they're going to be unedible. Right now it's edible, and therefore it's nimnim aleihem. You have to count on them, and someone's got to eat it for Pesach. Beklach shomer, ein nimnim aleihem. You don't count on them, you just disregard them. There's no insert, no sir. You don't have to eat it. Rebbe Yochanan, ein nimnim aleihem, basar hashtaz lina. We go after right now. Right now, they're edible. Completely edible, not a problem. We go after what's going to be. Rashi. Gidi shesofa rakshot, gidi tzavar, ubegidi, the tleh, hein rachim, they're very soft. Avalim haye maatkin, if they get older, sofam liot kashin, they're eventually going to get unedible. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the gidi marachim, the katani, bahak, rachim, the dunin kibasa. He holds that the soft gidi that we're talking about in the price, that's what the price is talking about. It says that the gidim that have a din like basar are talking about the gidim that are eventually going to get hard. The Rabbi Yochanan mashal lei devakim hashta, since they're soft now, will the shlokish mashal lei b'shar gidim devakim liolam. The price that says that the gidim are rocking, they're doing kibosar, is whatever is soft right now. Sorry, whatever is going to be soft in liatid. And the brisa that says that you can eat gidim are gidim that are never going to get hard. That's the machloket. Eitzri Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. He has a kashan Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Kol anechal b'shor gadol yechal b'gidiyo rach. U'mahim roshi kinafaya v'has chusim. So only these are the exceptions, because with the shor gadol we compare again the soft gidi to a mature shor. And since with a mature shor, these are eventually going to get hard, and they're also to eat, so to with the gidi. Hani, in. These are the two exceptions. The voshi can find the ashusim. In aval gidi, shesofel le'akso lo. And that's not an exception. Kashon on Rabbi Yochanan, from the diuk, a proper diuk in the Mishnah. Lo. Sorry, lo. These are not. Omer lei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to them, Tana are brighter. is hani these, the cartilages, for who as in lahana. It's not these and only these, and the diach is to exclude others. No, the Mishnah is bringing a klal, these, and anything similar to it. For u'adin lahanach, and also to those. Why? Hani, the cartilages, my taima, what's the reason why you can eat it, even though in a shor ha-gadol it's too hard to eat, and yet you can still eat it with the korban besa? Da'ah metachli b'shor ha-gadol b'shlicha? Because if you cook the shor ha-gadol enough, these are parts of the animal that are going to become soft and you can eat it. Hanaknami mitakli b'shor ha-gadol b'shlicha. Also these veins that get hard and tough, if you cook it enough in the shor ha-gadol, you can also eat it. Therefore you can eat it also with the korban pesa. Vashi, hani, in these, yes. The site that died to the forest, Mahim, Dafka, Kamar, the Shreish Lakash was learning the Mishnah is Dafka, and therefore you make a deal because it's only these and nothing else. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the charm, the way to learn the Mishnah, the Diuk in the Mishnah is not Dafka, it's meaning to include others. Hani, my timer, Pirushi Hu, Umiskana, Ditibut. So that's the answer. So we're left with a machlokit, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Omalei Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Yirmi said to Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin lived in Bavel, and Rabbi Avin was going to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, you're going to Eretz Yisrael today, someone goes to Eretz Yisrael, we give him shlichus money. No, put some tzedakah in. Those days, someone's going to Eretz Yisrael. Tie me up, Shannon Rabbi Yochanan, from the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Sent them on a shlichus of a mitzvah. Omalei Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Avin. When you go before Rabbi Yavor, Ramile, ask him to steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Gidin Shisofim Liakshon Nimni Malayim BePesach. Is it that Rabbi Yochanan says that the veins that eventually will get hard, you count on them in Pesach, meaning you have to eat them? Alma. Therefore, we see Basar Hashtaz Lina. We go after right now. Oh. I'll bring a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, that we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't go after the situation in front of us. Rather, we estimate it as it's going to be when it gets older. Vaha, a case in the end of Chulin. Boyimine Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. We had a case between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and we're going to see the din from Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see it's a stira that we don't go after now. What was the case over there? Or havoshal ego hara. The normally skin, as the animal gets older, cannot be eaten. It gets too hard, and therefore it doesn't have a din of food. If it doesn't have a food, it doesn't have what's called tumat ochlin. Only food has a din of tuma on it. But for something that's unedible, that even though it might be edible now, what's the din? He asked Rabbi Yochanan, the skin of the head of an egel hara, a fresh born eagle that's nursing, it's very soft. If you pour hot water on it, you can eat it. But everybody knows eventually it's going to get very tough, it's going to get leathery, and you won't be able to eat it. What's the din? Does it have tumas oklim or not? Basically, what is Reish Lakish asking Rabbi Yochanan? Do we go after Hashta, or do we all go after Basra? Do we go after later? Mao Shiyitma, what's the din if it becomes Tameh? If it becomes Tamei, meaning it has a din of Oakley, because you can eat it right now, therefore going after Hashta. If it doesn't have a din of Tuma, it means that it doesn't have a din of food. Even though you can eat it now, since eventually it's going to get hard, you go after Basra. The Omer Lo, and Rabbi Yochanan answers, Ein Mitame. It's not going to be Mitame. Meaning, even though you can eat it now, but since eventually it's going to get hard, it's not Mitame. Alma, therefore we see, he goes after the end. So this was the question that we sent with Rebbe to Rebbe Yavoa. Rebbe Yirmi wanted to know. We see a steer in Rebbe Yochanan. Our case with the veins that are eventually going to get hard, Rebbe Yochanan says, as it's in a buster. Right now you look at it. But when it comes to the leather, the skin on the head of a calf, he holds it, no, even though you can eat it now, we go after the sof. Steer in Rebbe Yochanan. Vashi. Egel harach miforish be'orva rotiv in the second chulin calls man shionik all the time that it nurses the orvo shovach and it's soft the skin of its head Mold yinoto v'nachlemo. You can pour boiling hot water on it, and you can eat it. That's fine for eating. Maul she tummy. What's the din it becomes if it's tummy? Tumat ochli basa hashtas lina fitumi. And here's the question explicitly the Rashi answers for us. Is it tumas ochli you go after right now, and therefore it's mitami? Or besof? Or basa besofas lina v'ena mitami? So they went before Rabbi Yavol. Rabbi Yavol, Omer Lei, he said back to Rabbi Avin, to Rami Lecha, the one who asked this contradiction, Lo Chash Lekimche, he's not worried about how he eats. Now, this is a pretty sharp statement. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, says this guy does not know how to learn. And right, when he says, he doesn't learn properly. Rashi says, Lo Chash Lekimche, the Mashuk talking, he doesn't pay attention to what he's chewing. In Chitim, in Pesula. If it's something good that he's chewing, or if it's something bad. I mean, the guy didn't pay attention. He asked the wrong shayla. It was not a good shayla, as much as Rabbi Yirmiyahu. It seems like a great shayla. He says it's not properly. The guy did not learn the sugya well. Why? Because if you examine the sugyas in Chulin, how hard did they? Rabbi Yochanan, Lagabi Reish Lakish. We see in the sugya over here, our sugya of veins that eventually get hard, that Rabbi Yochanan went after Reish Lakish. He was masking that really the Ikar sugya is the sugya with the soft head of the calf, that we go after the sof, not after right now. And Rabbi Yochanan was chosen on it. If you learn the Gemara properly over there, you see that Rabbi Yochanan was chosen. So what are you asking Akasha for from over here? Well, this is old information. Why? Because when Reish Lakish brought, in the case of the calf having the hot water poured on his head, Reish Lakish tried bringing a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan that says we go after now. The Omelei. And Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish brought a proof that you go after Hashta, he says, I'll talk to Mitani. Don't bother me. That mission that you brought me, that you go after Ashta, is a Lashon Yachid. It's a Das Yachid. That's how I learned that mission over there. It's a Das Yachid. And the one that holds that you go after Ashta right now is a Yachid. And I don't hold to that. Rather, we go after Sof. And from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said such a Lashon that he doesn't rely on a Das Yachid for the opinion of Ashta, we see clearly over here that he's not. That he was closer on his shita. Rashi, ha the baby Rabbi Yochanan, and Rashi is going to go through the sugi over there. How we see that Rabbi Yochanan was closer. Mahad the gidin shesofali akshot. On the case of the gidin at the end is going to akshot. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was closer on. Kidiyomer b'shile behem hamakshe. The end of this parak in Chulin. Upashpinan la, and he answers. Mahadi over wrote the Chipash of Rabbi Yochanan. Allah, we asked over there, and from the answer of the case of the soft head of the calf, that he ain't mitami. When Rabbi Yochanan says it's not mitami, because we go after sof. The Yosri Reish Lakish Mamatnitin. The over wrote and Reish Lakish asked him a question from a Mishnah. An over wrote Gitani. The Eilu Sarotayim Kibsaron. The hair is like the basar. Or Roshel Egel Vach, Alma Basa Hashtas Lina. When Reish Lakish brought him a missioner that was Masmi, you go after right now, Omele Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Atak Nitani, don't bother me, Viota Mishnah, with that missioner. Shibaloshin Yachid Anishone. I learned that missioner is a Yochid over there. Ota Alma, Mikora Avi Sonak Rabbi Yochanan Alea. Originally, Rabbi Yochanan held like that Mishnah, and you go after right now. Opolig begilin shesofalachshon, and therefore he argued on gilin that eventually get hard, because he held that was the pshat. You go after hashta, the itcha, and now that he remembered the achidahi that it's a das yochid hadave, he went against it. Okay, we'll go right there. There's a little problem in this gemara shitas rambam. I mentioned. I'll just say very derech agav, if someone wants to do an iyun on this daf, that the Rambam is learning this whole gemara is not talking what's edible for the korban pesach. It's talking about the bones being broken. If you look around, you'll see people asking on this Rambam. Next Mishnah, hashoveta etzim bepesach. we have a din in the Torah that you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. There's a beautiful chinuch on this mitzvah. One of them is because we're kings on this night, and only poor people that are desperate for food suck the marrow out. We're not, therefore you're not allowed to break it. Another reason is because the original Korban Pesach, when we ate it, we were commanded to throw the bones outside, let the dogs in, let the midstream see that this is bones from their God, a Korban Pesach, and therefore we're not allowed to freight the bones on Pesach. So there's an itzer. Hashover etzem bePesach haTahar. If someone has a proper Pesach, it's Tahar, everything was brought up fine, no problems, and you break the bones, harizel lokar abayim. You get 40. This is a klal in Shas, a lav sheyesh bo maisa. You get makos. A lav she'ein bo maisa. You have an iser, but not makos. So in the time when we were able to give penalties, the Sanhedrin had proper smicha. Someone is again a difference. There's lavs that you just are over with, like a shayu. You over lav, and there's a lav that takes an action. Someone who eats chazir. That's a lav that has an action with it. The Beis Din will give him makos. So shover etzem bePesach haTahor harizel lokar abayim. It's a lav sheish for maisa. Aval, but hamotir b'tahor, things that are noser, the leftover. If you are over the iser and you left over korban Pesach, veshover b'tame, and if you broke a bone but it's tame, the korban Pesach was brought up b'tuma. For example, you had the whole tzibor with bituma, and tuma hutra bitzibor. We brought it bituma. Ain't a look at abayim. He doesn't get whipped. Rashi, avala motzi bitar, afila bitar, teshover bitami. Even if it's tar, but the shover was bitami, ain't a look. He's not looker. Hamoter. Ah. And the motzi mishum al lo tatiru. For lo shover bitami, mishum lo tishperu. These are both lavs of tamim mefreshim loy. The Gemara is going to explain why you don't get makos on it. So bishlam and moser, I understand the din of moser leaving the food over. You're not going to get or buying bitar at the tanya. There's a pricer. The pasuk says lo sosiru mimenu ad boker ve'nos mimenu ad boker. What is it? Be'esh tisrafu. You burn it. What? Tisrafu be'esh. Both tisrafu be'esh. Since we have, let's examine the pasuk. Don't leave it over. If you leave it over, burn it. So there's a lo tase and an ase in the pasuk. Loma she'enu loker. You're not loker. Why? Let's look at Rashi. Kol lav shenituk la'ase. This is called a lav shenituk la'ase. Now Rashi's like this Rashi I love. This just explains the lumdus of a difficult sugya. The sugya is when do you get makos on a lav and not. We just explained before a lav sheyesh bo maisa, you get makos. There's an exception to it. A lav that is attached to an aser, you don't get makos. Now, up until yesterday, I had no idea why not. Rashi is just beautiful. He explains exactly how this cloud works. Kol lav shenitik liase ain lokin alav. You don't get whipped on it. Why? Because when you bring down the ase, demash mezu hi tekonaso. The ase is showing a tekona. Don't leave it over. You know what the Torah is telling you? But if you did leave it over, here's how you save yourself from a terrible penalty. You're going to be over a lav, but it's not as bad. The ase following the lotase, what's called again a lav shenitik la'ase, a lav that's attached to an ase, the ase is giving you an etzer on how to be saved from it. Demash mezuhi tekanaso, the ase is its fixing. In ta'avor al halav, if you're over on the lav, ase zog, do this, finito, and you'll be saved from makos. Oh, so happy with that, Rashi. The second teretz in Rashi, I don't know what pshat is. The od the lo dami the lav the chasima shehamakos nismachlo. I don't know what that means.
Yes, we learn makos is from the lav from chasima. It has to be domain, has to be similar to that.
Only a lav by itself is the only time we give makos.
Only a lav like that lav that we learn makos.
Ah, ah, only that, it's not nitzuklasa. Okay, thank you. Okay, so that's That's the first case. So that's the reason why you don't get makos on the isser of leaving over. An isser you get, but you're not going to get makos. That's the very Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Lo Min Hashem Hu. Nice try, it might be, but it's not pshat. It's not the pshat of a pasuk. Zeh. Ela mishum dahavi le lav she'ein bo ma'aser. The reason why noser doesn't get makos is the famous call, it's a lav she'ein bo ma'aser. You didn't do anything. You were passive. You left it going. Only if you actually break something, or you eat something, or you do something with a ma'isa, is when you get makos. They look in a love, and you don't look in on it. So, for whatever the reason is, we have two reasons. Machloket. I think this is Tanoim over here, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the reason why, with nosar, you don't get makos. Ela shove v'tame. If you break the bones, the tumor, when you're tummy, that you don't get makos. Why not? Minalan, and where do we know it? Yomikra, the pasuk says, v'etzem lo tishvru, bow. Don't break in it. What is the word bow doing over here? Bow b'kosher v'lo b'tzassel. So then you know that you the itse is when you break it, when it's kosher, but not b'tzassel. Tana Rabbanan, we have a price. We're going to see actually there's two opinions on how we learn out this thing. V'yetzim lo tishbru bo. Bo b'kosher v'lo b'pasol. Rabbi Omer, a different way. Either it's from the etzim pasuk, the word bo, is the gezeiras hakasuv, teaching is one thing and not the other. Rabbi says, it says, b'bayit echad yechal, v'yetzim lo tishbru bo. Since the pasuk starts in one house, you should eat it, and the bone you don't break. Whatever's roi for achila, that's what you break. But if your korban became tame, you can't eat the korban pesach. Therefore, you don't get the isra on it. V'she'ein roi l'achila, something that's not roi l'achila, ain bo mishum shvir setzim. There is no isra of shvir setzim. So we have two reasons. One, is it because it's kosher? If it's kosher, you're going to be over it. It's possible it's not. Or two, what's you're allowed to eat, and a korban tumor you're not allowed to eat. My dinayu, what's the difference between them? We're going to have a few tirutzim on my dinayu. We're going to just cover the first one today. Omer Rav Yiriya, Pesach haba b'tuma. Where it comes b'tuma, and you're allowed to eat it, and it has the din of achila, it could be nayu. Lamandam, where that says the word of bo kosher ha'posel. Sof, you might be able to eat it, but it's poselho, like as Rashi says. Shenasa b'posel, just because the tumor the choyin he b'tzibar, the tumor is there, but it's posel, and we're just allowed to eat it. Elish shekani gezeiras hakasuv the poshul. So it's a din that it's not kosher, it's posel. You're allowed to eat it, but the pasuk says only when it's kosher do you have an isur on it. So according to this, if it's tumor the choyin b'tzibar, and we offering it up as in tumor, you will not get the isur if you break it. Lamadim and Roy Lechila, and according to the one who learned the Drush, Rebbe, who learned the Drush, says Roy Lechila. See? Nami Roy Lechila. Over here, it's Roy Lechila. And therefore, if everybody's bringing it up and you're allowed to eat it because it's a case where the tzibor, the tumor is the choyi, with the tzibor, it's Roy Lechila, and therefore, in this case, if you break the bone, even though it's the tumor, you'll be over the Yisra.